Please turn with me to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, beginning on page 980. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. This is the word of the Lord. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. We read this passage for Easter last year, and I thought it would be good to read it again for Christmas this year. For it speaks not only of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, but also of his incarnation, his taking to himself a true human nature, body and soul. It speaks not only of the exaltation of the Son of God, but also of his humiliation, of his being born, and that in a low condition. Philippians chapter 2 reveals to us the meaning of Christmas, of what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. And not only this, but also what that requires of us. What that requires of you who believe these words, who confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. In Philippians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul writes to the church to be of the same mind and to have the same love. Why should the church be of the same mind? Why should the church have the same love? Because the church belongs to the same Christ. Because the church participates in the same Spirit. There is one church. There is one Christ. There is one Spirit. And so the church must be of the same mind. The church must have the same love. You must be of the same mind. You must have the same love. But what does that mean? What does it mean to be of the same mind? What does it mean to have the same love? We might think that to be of the same mind is to share the same opinions, to share the same thoughts, especially on matters of doctrine and life, to agree with one another such that there is never disagreement among us. And there is a measure of truth to this. The church is to be united in what she believes and how she lives. The church is to be one in what she teaches and in what she practices. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, Paul writes of the building up of the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Doctrine matters. Teaching matters. Knowledge matters. You are to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. You are to strive for unity in doctrine and in life. You are to strive for unity in what you think and in what you do. You are to strive for agreement, for there will be no disagreement in glory when the church is at last perfect in unity. But that is not quite what Paul is speaking of here in Philippians chapter 2. Paul is not writing so much about what we think as about how we think. Not about whether we are to disagree, but about how we are to disagree. How we are to live when we do not agree. Paul is writing in difficult circumstances. Paul is writing in the midst of disagreement. But notice what he says in verses 3 and 4. He does not say simply, change your mind, change your opinion, so that we can be of the same mind. To have the same mind, it is not your mind becoming like theirs, or their mind becoming like yours. You have the same mind when all of your minds become like Christ's. To be of the same mind. To be of the same mind is to share the mind of Christ. To be of the same mind does not mean that you will always agree. To be of the same mind does not mean that there will never be disagreements among you. To be of the same mind is to share the mind of Christ. To have the same love is to share the love of Christ. What then does it mean to have the same mind? To share the same love? It means to do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit. It means to count others more significant than yourself. It means to look to the interests of others. It means not insisting on your own way. It means dying to yourself for the sake of one another. As long as the church is in this world, there will be disagreement in the church. The question is not whether we will disagree, but how we will disagree. With bitterness, with envy, and pride, with strife, or in humility, with love. Husbands and wives don't always agree. And a wife is to submit to her husband. But a husband must ask himself, am I considering my wife more significant than myself? A husband has the right to insist on his own way. But that is not the way of Christ. That is not the mind of Christ. That is not the love of Christ. A husband has the freedom in Christ never to insist on his own way. Only to insist when it is something Christ himself requires. Parents and children don't always agree. And a child is to submit to his father and to his mother. But a father must ask himself, a mother must ask herself, am I considering my children more significant than myself? A parent has the right to insist on his own way. But that is not the way of Christ. That is not the mind of Christ. That is not the love of Christ. A parent has the freedom in Christ never to insist on his own way. And only to insist when it is something that Christ himself requires. Congregations and elders do not always agree. And a congregation is to submit to her elders. But an elder must ask himself, am I considering my brothers more significant than myself? A session must ask itself, are we considering the sheep more significant than ourselves? In certain circumstances, a session has the right to insist on its own way. But that is not the way of Christ. That is not the mind of Christ. That is not the love of Christ. Elders have the freedom in Christ never to insist on their own way. Only to insist when it is something that Christ himself requires. You all have this freedom. Every one of you has this freedom, never to insist on your own way, but always to consider others more significant than yourself. That is what it means to have the same mind. That is what it means to share the same love. That is the mind of Christ. That is the love of Christ. He was in the form of God. That is to say, he was God and he is God. He did not merely appear to be God, but he was and is truly God. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But he did not consider this equality with God as something to be grasped. He did not count it beneath him to humble himself for your sake. The eternal Son of God did not grasp on to that glory and power that was his as God. He did not insist that it was not right that one who was God should humble himself for the sake of those beneath himself. And so he emptied himself. That is to say, he humbled himself. He did not cease to be God. And in the fullness of time, the one through whom and for whom all things were made, who numbered the stars and calls them all by name, who sustains all things by the word of his power, in whom we live and move and have our being, to whom belongs blessing and honor and glory. This one humbled himself for your sake. This one took to himself the form of a servant. This one took to himself your nature. He was born in your likeness. He became man. He did not merely appear to be man, but he became and continues to be truly man. the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The eternal Son of God became, is now, and forever shall be man. So that he is and ever shall be both God and man, two natures in one person forever. If God condescended even to create you, how much more did he condescend to save you? If he humbled himself even to create you, how much more did he humble himself to save you? He did not despise your flesh. He did not despise your weakness. He took to himself your weakness. He bore your frailty. He was conceived in the womb. He was born of a woman. And while the kings of the earth grasp after their thrones, lording their authority over you, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, was laid in a manger, in a feeding trough for animals. Those who dwelt in deep darkness, on them a light has shined. He became like you. He might save you. He became like you, that you might become like him. That you might share his mind. That you might share his love. Eternal Son of God did not insist on his own way. The Eternal Son of God considered you more significant than himself. Mystery is this. A mystery beyond comprehension. A mystery into which angels long to look. A mystery that has accomplished your salvation. The Creator considered the creature more significant than himself. The righteous one considered the unrighteous more significant than himself. The eternal Son of God who is God, considered you more significant than himself. This is the mind of Christ. This is the love of Christ. And it is yours. It is yours in Christ. His mind is your mind. His love is your love. So be of the same mind. Have the same love. In humility, count one another more significant than yourself. This is what Christ has done for you. This is the meaning of Christmas. Amen. Let us pray.